State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa!
And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne Tha God.
Wake that ass up. The Breakfast Club is on.
I am feeling blessed. I'm talking to the Breakfast Club this morning.
Okay.
I love coming here. I'm never not going to come here. You guys are good to me. In return, I'm always going to be good to y'all.
A lot of people in the hip-hop generation, the Breakfast Club is where people get the information on the topics, on the artists, and everything like that. In that aspect, radio is still important.
The Breakfast Club.
When my name come up, respect it.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
All right, no Yee. I mean, it is a holiday in Brooklyn today, so what else?
Yeah, all right, you're right. All right, what's poppin', Charlamagne?
Peace to the planet, it is Friday! Good morning.
Good morning, and yes, today is a holiday in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. It's not just in Brooklyn, though. It's a national, not even national, it's a global, not even just global. It's a universal holiday. And if it's not, it should be, goddamn.
That's right. Because the aliens being up there, they'd be celebrating too. It's Hov's birthday, Jay-Z's birthday. Jay-Z is 51 today.
That's right, Sean Carter. All right, a man who inspired a whole generation. For better or for worse. But the best part about Hov is that we've continued to watch him grow and evolve every step of the way. And a lot us feel like we have grown and evolved with him. All right, that from being a drug dealer from the Marcy Projects to being a married man, father, businessman,
billionaire,
philanthropist, proponent of therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Love him.
Entrepreneur.
Hey, all man, that. There's a whole bar for every situation in life.
That man
raised us through rap music.
That is right.
Trust me.
I love it. And you know why I love it? Because today I could play as much Jay-Z as I want. Nobody can say anything. You can't say I'm on his D. Well, you can't say program directors can't say, why are you playing so much Hov? It's his birthday. Got to celebrate the call.
Well, you do that every day anyway. So, you're still on his D.
What?
But it's fine.
So what?
What's it's fine. Yeah, and by the way, it's not. We got to stop doing that. We got to stop saying you on somebody D just because you're celebrating a person. You know
what I'm celebrating. Like,
that's right. We always give a guy like Hov his flowers while he's still here to smell them. You should give everybody their flowers while they're still here to smell them, but that man is a walking memorial.
So
a goddamn
icon. So why do you say Coquito Papi is on Drake's D all the time then?
That's a good question.
Because Drake's only been in the game 10 years. There's no need to be D-riding him that hard yet. Coquito Papi.
I'm just giving him flowers.
Just a little lighter. He wants you to ride him just a little lighter. A little lighter.
It's too early for all this D-riding talk.
You're giving him more than flowers, by the way.
Right,
I just want
to
throw that out there.
Shut up. Let's get to the show.
Now, Angela
you've been giving him a show, all right.
Shut up, man.
Now, Angela Yee says she's talking. She says she hears everyone, but her mic is not working. This is what happens in Brooklyn. It's what happens.
Well, when her mic works, she can just come on and say, allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Yee. All right.
Y to the EE. All right. All right. Well, yeah, we got front page news popping off.
Well, we got guests.
So let me guess.
We got guests today.
Yeah, Jasmine Sullivan will be joining us this morning.
The great. Now we talking about young goats, right? You got to talk about somebody that's on their way. Jasmine Sullivan absolutely has inspired and influenced a lot of these young R&B ladies. I know women that swear by Jasmine Sullivan the way some people swear by Mary J. Blige and Jill Scott. And they should, because she's that phenomenal. Yes, and she's got a new album coming out called Hotels on January 8th. So this morning, we're going to talk hoes.
Right. You said hotel. I thought like hotel, motel, oh, Holiday Inn. Hoes.
As in whore. Hotels.
Thought you wasn't supposed to use the word hoes.
Like she can talk about it. It's called she spells it H-E-A-U-X, Hotels.
Okay. Yeah. All right, well, it's time to get in front page news. Ye is trying to get herself together, so let me guess, even we're going to be talking COVID or Donald Trump. That's the go-tos this morning, and we'll get to the next.
We also should say that we were supposed to have Lil Baby on the show today. We actually did have Lil Baby on the show, but that damn Zoom, the audio was horrible.
It was bad. It was nasty. It was disgusting. Yeah, he was cutting in and cutting out. We was cutting in and cutting out. It was bad.
Great conversation we had, but I don't know. Maybe we'll put it up online with subtitles.
I don't think we should put it online. It's that bad. But with subtitles, it might work. Yeah, it was pretty bad. To the point, to one point, I didn't know if it was my turn to talk, your turn to talk, or his turn to talk, or what. I was confused.
Clearly we could understand him in some way, shape, or form because we talked to him for about 30 minutes.
That's true. That is true. All right. Well, front page news when we come back. We'll try to get ye on. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Angela Yee is having some technical difficulties. Let's get in some front page news. Anthony Davis, he signs an extension deal with the Lakers. He agreed to a 5-year, $190 million contract. That's what, like $38 million average a year, which is crazy.
Not average, because like his last year he'll make $42 million, and I think his second year he makes $47 million. You know, I saw that yesterday and I thought to myself, I was like, that feels kind of low for Anthony Davis, but I mean,
does it?
I guess. Well, I mean, he should be making $50 million a year. He should be like one of the first $300 million players in the league for a 5-year deal. But I guess being that the Lakers have that roster that they signed a lot of people this offseason, he probably took a slight little trim on the pay.
Yeah, he had to. I mean, he had to get other players. Now, also, the NBA will reportedly not test players for marijuana next season, which is a good thing because we've been hearing that a lot of players use marijuana and usually to recover. After their bodies beat up playing the game, they usually smoke a little marijuana to get themselves right.
Marijuana is great. It's good for people's anxiety. You know what I mean? And some people just like it, as you said, more than like painkillers and stuff for their body. So I don't see a problem.
Now, when you get life insurance and health insurance, they shouldn't test either, but they still test when you get life insurance if you use marijuana and all that.
All of that will change soon. The more states start to legalize marijuana, all that will change. Even if they just decriminalize it, that should change.
I think so, too. But now Biden, maybe not, because they still test for cigarettes and they want to know if you smoke cigarettes, but they don't test you for it. Yeah. All right, now Biden, he was asked if he would make Americans wear masks and if he would shut the country down, and this is what he said.
You don't have to close down the economy like a lot of folks are talking about now. If, in fact, you have clear guidance and you're able to say to businesses, okay, for example, bars and restaurants are going to close, but we're going to provide you the wherewithal to not lose your business, and we're going to be able to reopen and not to close down for long periods of time. We talked about masking. Where the federal government has authority, I'm going to issue a standing order that in federal buildings you have to be masked, and in transportation, interstate transportation, you must be masked in airplanes and buses, et cetera. On the first day I'm inaugurated, I'm going to ask the public for 100 days to mask.
I was watching that last night. I told y'all that was going to happen, by the way. I told y'all the whole narrative was going to change on Corona when Biden gets in office. He said verbatim, you don't have to shut down the economy, just wear a mask everywhere you go. I told y'all that was going to happen.
Now, also, he talks about the vaccine and if he'll take it.
Do you plan to get vaccinated before Inauguration Day? And will you do it in public the way that Presidents Obama, Bush, and Clinton have suggested they're willing to?
I'd be happy to do that. When Dr. Fauci says we have a vaccine that is safe, that's the moment in which I will stand before the public and see that, look, part of what has to happen, Jake, and you know as well as I do, people have lost faith in the ability of the vaccine to work, and it matters what a president and a vice president do. And so I think that my three predecessors have set the model as to what should be done.
Yeah, well, go first. We'll be right here waiting on y'all. Well, I'll be right here waiting on y'all. You know, another thing they talked about in that interview last night is the same thing that Governor Cuomo has been talking about, how, you know, they got to get the vaccine to the black community, got to make sure the black community gets it. I don't like that. Simply because they're never in a rush to remedy anything else in the black community. They're not quick to rush any other resources in our community, make the schools better, job training programs, mental health care services. So many things they could rush into the black community to help remedy some of the things that are happening in the black community, and they don't. But they're quick to push this vaccine on us. I don't like that.
All right. Well, that is your front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. Phone lines are open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up. Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up, Envy? It's Mello. How you feeling?
Mello, what's popping, Mello? You know it's the God's birthday today.
Of course, you know what I mean? I want to give a happy whole day to the world, to the universe, because he's really the greatest rapper to ever touch him, like, honestly. We got to give this man his flowers while he's still here. But, you know what I mean? I called his. I just want to confirm something. You know what I mean? Because, you know, it's Freaky Friday. And if I was hearing correctly, I heard that you got an OnlyFans, bro. Welcome to the team.
No, I do not have an OnlyFans like that. Stop. People been asking me.
Why are you so excited
no.
about that?
I do not have an OnlyFans.
First off, Charlamagne, ain't nobody more excited than you. You made that breaking front page news.
No, I didn't. Angela Yee made it breaking Angela front
broke
page
the news.
No. You was like, we got breaking front page news.
You want to break Envy's hymen.
He was very excited.
Right? Exactly. But no. He was very excited, man.
I do not have an OnlyFans page showing my butt. I don't have one showing my legs, my feet. I'm not going to be twerking. I'm not going to be in a bikini. My shirt's not going to be off. None of that. It's an idea we came up.
Why would you be in a bikini? Why would you ever be in a bikini? Why would that ever come out of your mouth?
People been asking me, yo, you going to wear a bikini? You going to wear a thong?
Why would you ever wear a bikini?
Why would I be naked on OnlyFans?
Do you know what a bikini is?
Yes.
It's OnlyFans. Why wouldn't you be?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Because he's a man.
We made fun of it, and we said we were going
to
flip it.
I'm about to get on OnlyFans, too. Follow me. Chris Styles Porcelain Dick. You know the vibe.
I don't want a vibe. I'm not going to have an OnlyFans. It was a joke to do real estate on there to get people to learn more about real estate. I'm not going to be naked on OnlyFans, guys. All right? Get out of my DMs.
Listen, man. You can't have first of all, your real estate company is called Flipping New Jersey. All right, what does that mean? Flipping men over on their stomachs? What's that? What does that mean?
It's actually called from start to flip. That's what it's called, from start to flip.
I like starting from the bottom.
Oh, my goodness. Get it off your chest. Why are you laughing so hard, man? 800-585-105.
Started as a bottom. That's the OnlyFans page. Started as a bottom.
Shut up. Call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, Participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on the Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Hoss.
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Yeah, what I had to get off my chest, man, I feel like a lot of people like sitting back waiting for the government to do things instead of realize what we can do ourselves. Like, I ain't had nothing a couple years ago before the pandemic. During the pandemic, it won't really... an issue with me, you know, I started driving trucks for a company, bought a truck off of Facebook. I'm a owner operator. I made $14,000 a week. Much stuff people can do out here, you know, better themselves, because I'm trying to break a generational curse where families are growing up in apartments instead of owning homes because the money in their city.
His phone broke up, but I agree with him. You know what I mean? I mean, we definitely should push our government and push our, you know, national and local government to do things for us, but we definitely got to do for ourselves, too. Word to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Do
and
for
what
self.
He said is, and what he said is also right. I know a lot of people want to be rappers. They want to be DJs. They want to be producers. They want to be athletes.
They want to get OnlyFans.
There's a lot of other businesses that people can do, and driving trucks is a major business. They make a lot of money. So really, really look into it, because you think about it. One thing that didn't stop on that road was those trucks, whether they were delivering food, whether they were delivering toilet paper and paper towels. Those roads stayed full with those trucks. So people still had those jobs with them trucks.
Yeah, and that's why I always tell brothers, man, you go out there and learn a trade. You know what I mean? Because there's certain things that just never, ever, ever going to stop. You're going to always need an electrician. You're going to always need a plumber. You know what I mean? And those people, those brothers make good money. Those sisters make good money.
Absolutely. Hello, who's this?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
What's up, man? First of all, I'd like to say hi to my beautiful white queen at home right now. But, Envy, today, you don't need to pass the D-right home, okay? Today, you've been saving up for this day. You've been waiting for this day.
You know it.
You know, he was out there yesterday probably for like 10 hours getting this mix ready.
You're right.
So
he been getting this mix ready since June.
That's right.
June. Yeah, you got that right. Charlamagne, hey, you giving away some books?
Of course. I got a whole bunch of them at the station right now. I'm trying to give them all away before 2021. I got a bunch of copies of my book, Shook One. So leave your information with Dan, our producer, and we'll mail it out to you.
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Breakfast Club.
All right, brother.
Yes, sir.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. Now, when we come back, we'll tell you who got a brand new Bentley, over $100,000, two Richard Mills, and a Cartier glasses diamond.
Sounds like America's next top PPP fraud person.
We'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, Yee, you finally back?
Yeah, I was here the whole time. It was not my fault. There was some engineering problems.
Goodness gracious. All right, well, let's
don't
get
blame
to
me.
Let's go.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Now, Emmy, I heard you talking about somebody's birthday, and they had a birthday party and got a bunch of gifts.
Yeah, I was saying little baby last night, he had a birthday party. He was at a club. We actually interviewed him yesterday, but the audio was so disgusting, we can't use it. But yesterday for his birthday, he got a bunch of extravagant gifts. He got a lot of rich friends. Now, P, the label owner to which he signed, bought him a Bentley GTC convertible, which is about, I would say, about close to $300,000. He also got
Just make sure that's not recoupable.
He also got two Richard Mille watches. He got Audemars. He got what else did he get? He got a Cartier lenses with diamonds all the way around him from 21 Savage. And he got tons of money. He must have got close to $500,000, $600,000 worth of cash all from his last birthday.
He's going to give a lot of that away to different charities. We should still put the Little Baby conversation that we had yesterday up on YouTube because, I mean, people watch Little Baby interviews and they're trying to figure out what he's trying to say anyway. So you might as well put it out even with the bad audio.
All right, now Casanova, in the meantime, turned himself in yesterday, but released a video before he turned himself in on federal charges. Here's what he said.
As you already know, I'm fighting serious charges right now. But I'm innocent. That's one. Two, I've been fighting my whole life, so I'll get through this. But just understand how they can get you jammed up. You don't know nobody. You ain't got nothing to do with nothing. They still get you jammed up. Rappers, we are a target. Just be careful out there. Watch who you associate with. Watch who people bring you around. And I'll see y'all soon, God willing.
Now, his wife posted last night was the longest, worst emotional ride of my life, riding with my husband to surrender himself, knowing what he's up against. I just wanted to hold him in my arms and scratch his back like he loves me to do forever at that moment. But he's the strongest man I know. And one thing about Kaz is he don't run from his problems. He faces them like a man. All right. There was also this video circulating, and this is his wife's best friend. And they're saying that she's the one that was snitching.
Hello, everybody.
Main people that you dealt with when it came to credit card stuff, when it came to bins, machines, skimming, trapping, printing.
I used to deal with somebody named Weeze.
That was about trapping, or what were you dealing with him
with? With credit cards.
And Casanova?
Mm-hmm.
Is that his actual name?
I think so. Gonna be labeled as me, snitch. He's gonna get out, everybody's gonna talk about me. That's what I see right now.
Who's gonna talk about you?
Everybody.
Now, it sounds like the FBI agent bought Casanova's name up before she did.
Yeah, I mean, right, well, we don't know that whole conversation.
Sounded
though,
very leading. Yeah, I didn't hear the whole conversation, but it sounded very leading. I just hope
Casanova's wife said not everything you see in the media is true, and that video that's being posted is old and don't have anything to do with this case or why my husband is locked up.
Okay. Got you. I want everybody to go listen to the new episode of the Gangster Chronicles podcast, too. They break down how the feds use the RICO to grab a pawn that they know has a lot to lose because they're more likely to cooperate. It's a great conversation available everywhere you listen to podcasts.
Now, G Herbo has surrendered also in the fraud case that he's facing, along with his music promoter and other members of his crew. That fraud is allegedly conspiring to defraud numerous businesses with stolen credit cards over the course of a 4-year period. In some of these documents that TMZ obtained, they said that G Herbo specifically conspired to get a private villa in Jamaica back in July of 2017 by contacting music promoter Antonio Strong to arrange it and provide a stolen credit card to pay for incidentals. They're saying that he also was in cahoots with him to use an alias and a stolen credit card to purchase two designer puppies from a luxury pet store. So G Herbo has been charged with one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and two counts of aiding and abetting aggravated identity theft.
Now, have we figured out what a designer puppy is yet? Anybody?
No.
You haven't? I meant to Google that last night. I got caught up looking at what them dogs called? Cane Corsos or Cane Corsos? Something.
Oh, my gosh. The woman who does my lashes has a Cane Corso. And she was like, do you want to see my dog? And the dog is still a puppy. And so I went over to her house because she lives right around the corner from where she does my lashes. And I was like, he's huge.
Yeah,
she was like, no, he won't jump on you. As soon as I walked in, he jumped on me and almost knocked me to the ground.
Yeah, huge.
But she always has black and blues all over her arm. And the dog is friendly, but it's just so big that when it tries to play with you, it injures you.
Mm-hmm. And when it bites you, it can break your bones. I want one. Wax got one. My brother Wax got one. I want one as well. I'm getting one.
Well, shout out to my girl Rochelle from the Lash Gallery and her Cane Corso, her big old puppy. That dog is bigger than me, and it's a puppy.
Huge.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. We got front page news next. What are we talking about?
Yes, legalize it. The House is talking about federally decriminalizing marijuana.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yep, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy. I don't know what the hell DJ Envy
is. I'm here. To. Nothing came through my headphones, so you just started talking.
Oh, bathroom. Well, he said you wasn't there. Fool.
No, I was here. He didn't say nothing. All right, well, let's get in some front page news. All right, where you want to start, Yee?
Well, for the first time in congressional history, House Democrats are going to vote today on a long shot measure that would decriminalize marijuana at the federal level. So, you know, there's different laws state by state. So this would be a federal law. So there's been widespread support from Democrats in the House, but the bill does still stand almost no chance of becoming law because of a Republican firewall in the Senate and Donald Trump still occupying the White House right now.
Yeah, it'd be great if they decriminalized it, but we don't want it just decriminalized. We want it legalized as well. There is a difference, okay? So we want it federally legalized as well.
Yeah, I think it's a step toward that, you know? So that's something moving forward for the future. But Joe Biden is and has been saying that he wants to decriminalize marijuana and also a mandate of a reassessment of prior marijuana convictions, also investing in services for people caught up in the war on drugs, and to open Small Business Administration funding for legitimate cannabis-related businesses. So all of those things are included. All right, so I know we're still talking about these vaccines, and here's the latest on what's happening. So again, the United States has had their worst day yet with more COVID-19 cases and deaths than at any stage of the pandemic. Previously, the highest number of daily infections was about 205,000. That was on November 27th. Right now, the number is 217,000 cases from yesterday and almost 3,000 related deaths. That's the most infections and fatalities in the country in a single day since the pandemic began. Now, vaccine makers are saying they didn't cut corners, even though they were in a race to develop this coronavirus shot. The makers of Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccine said that the quality standard we held ourselves to was 30,000-person placebo-controlled trial. That really is the gold standard. We still met that bar, even though we've moved quickly. And the CEO of Pfizer is saying that there were no corners cut. He says that happens exactly as would happen with any other vaccine, the 30,000-person clinical trial.
Hey, man, you got to give the Trump administration credit. Operation Warp Speed worked. Say what you want.
Yeah, they got it out.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Now, when we come back, we have Jasmine Sullivan joining us. And don't forget, today queen. Is also Hove's birthday. So
today is Happy Hove Day. Mm-hmm. The queen, let me know your favorite. Will be here.
Yep. Let me know your favorite Hove record. We're going to be playing Hove mixes all through the morning. So let me know what your favorite Hove joint is.
And let the record show that Jasmine Sullivan, her new album is called Hotels. It comes out January 8th. So this morning, we're going to be talking Hoves. It's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday.
We'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall.
Then trek through the thick jungle.
then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest on the line, Jasmine Sullivan.
Hi.
Good morning, stranger.
What's that? You ain't been forever.
You ain't put out a project since, what, 2015? It was a reality show?
It's been a minute, yes.
What do you do?
Well, how are you feeling, first of all? I just want to check in with you since we haven't seen you in a while. We know there's a pandemic going on, and clearly you've been inspired to put out some music. So how are you doing?
Yeah, some
right
candles
now?
Burning. It looks beautiful back there. You look like you're in a
ain't
nice
no
place.
Damn candles.
I thought I see some smoke coming from somewhere, some incense or something.
Whatever. I'm doing good. Of course, everybody is adjusting to new life or whatever. And for me personally, I've had some things that happen that's kind of flipped my life upside down. But besides that, I can't really complain right now.
Now you said something that happened. What happened? Talk to us. What's been going on?
Don't talk to us if you don't want to talk to us. Okay.
No. I don't mind. I really don't mind. Okay. My mother was diagnosed with breast cancer, IBC, a year ago. And anybody who's ever gone through getting that diagnosis knows that it just totally flips your world upside down. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you don't really know what to do at that point. So we've just been going through that with her and supporting her and praying and just loving up on each other as much as we can. And so that's really been a lot of my focus.
So mentally, emotionally, spiritually, have you been guarding yourself? Are you healthy in all those areas?
Definitely. I mean, we just got finished having Bible study last night, me and my parents and my brother. So our spiritual life has definitely grown.
I love the fact that you're speaking about God, because I want to talk to you about one of God's greatest creation. And that's these hoes. Okay? You named right. You named your new album Hotels. Okay?
Yes, I did.
I heard a couple of records. Why'd you name it Hotels?
I named it Hotels because I feel like for so long, the term ho has been meant to be degrading, especially when it comes to women. And I have seen, since I've, you know, had my break, I've seen women kind of stand in their power and kind of like just do their own thing and take up space. And I'm so inspired by that. Like a woman who knows who she is, who's not ashamed of who she is or where she came from. Like for me, Cardi B is everything, because for me, before Cardi B, it was no woman that was kind of like, I'm a stripper. Yeah, I do this, I do that. I've done this, I've done that. And still been able to be successful. And people love her for that.
Little Kim did that. And Nicki and Foxy and Trina.
Yeah.
But he said Cardi to be a stripper. So,
There have been women. There have been women to do it. But I feel like there's been a resurgence of women like everywhere. And not just like being a stripper, like even Lizzo being a big woman, just being like, this is who I am. Like women really standing in their power and not letting society dictate how they're supposed to present themselves and how they're supposed to act, how they're supposed to look.
We had a whole conversation about this the other day, about men being called hoes and women being called hoes, and like how you tell, you know, little girls and little, if you have kids, right, sons and daughters, right, how I feel like they always treat the boys differently than they treat the girls when it comes to calling them hoes. And we had a whole conversation because, Envy, you were saying that you tell your son the same thing, but I do feel like society always makes it seem like when a girl does something, she's a hoe. When a boy does something, it's not the same.
It's been socially acceptable for men to have hoe-like behavior since the beginning of time.
I think it's disgusting when men sleep with a bunch of different women. I'm part of the faithful black male community. Black men don't cheat. I don't know what you're talking about, Jay.
Whatever. It's been socially acceptable for y'all to act that way, but if a woman is promiscuous or whatever, women is just judged harshly, and it's not fair. It's just not fair. We're all humans. We all trying to work through some things. We all have trauma. We all trying to figure life out, and we all deserve that chance to be able to figure it out without somebody sitting there labeling you something or calling you something and you believing it. So
what do you define as a hoe?
I don't really know, to answer your question. Like the way I was brought up, what I thought was a hoe was a woman who slept with a lot of men. Mm-hmm. But now that I'm older, I don't know if the word means the same thing to me, and I don't really know how to label it. I've asked that question to a lot of people, because on my project, the reason that it's called Hotels is because it's tales. So I'm talking to like a lot of my closest friends, family and stuff like that. And so I'm asking them questions of just about their life in general. And that question comes up and I get a lot of different answers. But for me personally, I'm still trying to figure out what I think a hoe is, or whether the term is even relevant in this time.
Yeah, because on Girl Like Me, you sound like you competing against, as you say, the hoes.
Yes, on the project, there are different perspectives, obviously. There are women who feel like they have to compete to...
the Instagram models, as you said, the scriptless.
Yeah, they got to compete with the Instagram girls to feel worthy and to feel loved. And I have a girlfriend who talks about that, about, you know, having to compete. And, like, she uses... she's learned as she's gotten older to use sex as a way to feel worthy. And she's kind of like, she don't know how to feel about that. She don't know whether to feel empowered about it. Like, you know, I figured out how to make myself kind of stand out in a world where the society is telling me I'm not beautiful. And at the same time, it kind of makes her feel bad that she is not accepted for just who she is. So it's a lot of different perspectives on the project. And I feel like a lot of women will be able, a lot of people will be able to listen to it and see themselves in it.
Yeah, because some of these topics have been coming up a lot lately, right? Like women demanding things from men in exchange for sex, like money, financial things. And there's even a skit before a song where that's what women do even when they're married. Like, all right, I guess I got to give him some if I want to make sure that I get this. And I see a lot of people talking about that, like on social media. You know, some people will say, well, you sleep with these men for free anyway and don't get anything out of it, so that's not smart. And then some people will say, if he's not paying this for me and he's not doing this for me, then I'm not giving him any. So that does seem like something that you touch upon on your project as well. So that's another one of your stories from somebody you spoke to?
That was from a group of older women. My mom had them over for dinner, some of her friends, whatever, which that tale, we didn't know they was going to go off the way they did. I was so shocked, but it goes to show that everybody has a story and every woman has a story. You can know, you know, your granny as one way, but if you go through her whole life, she done had some experiences that you may not know about. I call you granny, huh, man? I mean...
yo, I say that all the time. Your mama, your grandma, your great-grandma, every woman that you love,
love has a story. And yes, it, you know, it started one way and it may end up another, but, you know, those experiences are what makes you who you are. And so... yes, that tale was crazy to listen to. We probably cut out the good stuff.
All right, we got more with Jasmine Sullivan when we come back. Let's get into her joint. It's called Price Tag. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Price Tag, Jasmine Sullivan. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Jasmine Sullivan is still here. Charlamagne?
Do you really believe that the wife is just f***ing the husband just to get something out of him?
No, I don't believe that. Okay. I don't believe. And that's not what she said. She said that happens sometimes. That's the barter. That's the exchange that you have. Sometimes you may be like, okay, I want to do this. I'm trying to get this. Let me figure out what it is that I can do to get it from her. And mm-hmm. That's just something that happens. But it's not what you do all the time. Obviously, if you marry somebody, marry them because you love them.
Right.
You know, you ain't marrying them most of the time. You ain't marrying them because you're trying to get something from them.
Yeah,
best time to ask for something when you're having sex. That's the best time when you're in the middle of it and you're like,
baby, he'll give you anything, child.
Yeah, you had me thinking about it as I was listening to it, because I was like, you know, I have sex with my wife because that's an expression of love. And, you know, also doing things for her, it's also another form of love. It's another expression of love. You know what I mean? So I don't look at it as a transactional.
Yes, I'm not saying that your wife sleeps with you to get things. I'm not saying that, Charlamagne. You don't have to.
He's really upset.
Yeah, he's very upset.
Like, no, I'm not saying that.
You said something else earlier, Jasmine, too. You said, I think you were talking about one of your friends. You said that she said she was sleeping with men to make herself feel worthy. Is that what you said?
No. Okay, I'll get candid with you. Being a brown-skinned girl, a lot of the times you don't feel like the way you look is considered beautiful. So as you're growing up, I would assume that you try to figure out how to feel beautiful. And for her, she figured out that sex was a way that made men look at her as being worthy. Not that she sleeps with a lot of men and that makes her feel worthy, but it makes men look at her and feel like, and makes her feel like she is. So,
you know, believe it or not, that's how men feel too. You know, I feel like, you know, men only do that to feed their ego. And a lot of times it's because we have wounded ego and we're right. hurt and we're dealing with our own traumas, you know, and, you know, we do things to make ourselves feel worthy. We got to have the fly car or the sneakers or the fly clothes or sleep with a whole bunch of different women. So I think it's the same thing. When you see a dude that's a hoe, it's the right. same thing.
I would agree, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, you hear this project, and what I wanted to do is to make you think about, like, why you do certain things and mm-hmm. then attack that. Like, look at that part. Like, why am I doing this? Why do I do it? If you love it and it makes you feel good, and you then rock out. Keep doing it. But if you look at it and you say, you know what, that's not right. That started somewhere else, and that place, the place that it started is what I need to address. Then you address that. So it's just about self-reflection.
And I just always talk about changing the narrative, how people think. Like, you know, when you hear these stories and you hear people saying, yeah, I'm with him for the bag. I'm giving him this as a barter system. Like, you know, those are the type of things.
All right, Envy. Okay.
No, those are the things that, you know, and I tell you when I really want to change.
You know, Envy want a Birkin.
Yes, he does. Sure. I'm with him for the bag.
I could afford my own Birkin. But anyway.
Okay.
But anyway, now when it comes to when you start having daughters, it makes you want to look at life a lot differently. Because at first, like you said, you don't want your daughter to be like, no, I'm with him for the bag. If he's not buying you a bag, he's not. He send him back to the streets. And that's the narrative I want to change, so these young women realize I want to do it on my own. And same that's thing with right. these dudes. And tell these dudes, like, don't f*** up and follow all these quote-unquote rappers and athletes because they live in a horrible life. Be yourself. And that's the narrative I want to change so people understand that.
Yes. Now, yes, of course, you want a woman to know that she can do all that on her own. You also want her to know that it's not wrong to expect that from a man as well. So... it's a fine line, though. I don't agree with dating somebody just because they have money, but I do agree with knowing your worth and being like, you know what? You match where I'm at in my life, and I'm going to allow you to court me. So,
because sometimes it's hard to allow people to do stuff for you. Because I used to always have that problem where you feel like, okay, I could do this for myself. I could get it for myself. And anytime somebody I'm with offers it, I'm like, no, I'm good. No, I don't need anything. When it's okay to be like, you know what? It would be nice. Or, oh, thank you so much. That's cool. That used to be hard for me to accept.
You didn't ask for it. That's the whole thing. You didn't ask for it.
Yeah, but even if people would try to give me stuff, I would feel like I didn't want anybody to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was hard for me to accept somebody doing something for me because I never wanted them to look at me like I needed it or I wanted these things or that was, I just wanted to prove that I didn't need anything.
Right. That's a reality. And then another reality is that some women just don't feel worthy of it. Like, some women don't feel like they deserve to have a man to treat them well, not cheat on them, buying things and stuff like that. So it just depends on, like, your life and what you've seen and how you processed it.
You know, you're so talented, Jasmine. Like, you know, you can sing, you can write, you can literally do this whenever you want to do it. But we know hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. So do you feel like you're working hard enough?
No, I haven't worked hard enough. I think for me, it was a lot of different reasons. I allowed myself to be distracted by relationships that I was in and then like the falling out of it. And it just like, I don't know, just wiped everything out for me. And also some of it, I think, is fear and just not feeling like I deserve to be successful. And that's a lot of what I'm trying to unpack now. Like, you know, telling myself that, no, you're talented. You're worthy. This God put you in this position for a reason. You deserve to be where you are and even further. And if you work hard enough, you can. But that's a lot to unpack and to deal with. But I know that I'm where I'm supposed to be. I know that.
Do you think you've gotten to a place of worthy?
I'm getting there. I feel like I said, after you deal with a cancer scare and what I'm going through with my mom, everything in your life kind of just changes. And I'm getting to a place where I do feel worthy. And also, I'm like getting so strong in the word, and my relationship with God has just increased tremendously. So I am getting to that place, yes.
All right, we got more with Jasmine Sullivan. When we come back, let's get into a joint off her new project. It's called Girl Like Me. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. That was Jasmine Sullivan's Girl Like Me. She's joining us now, Charlamagne.
Do you think it's just sex that keeps a man?
No.
Obviously not. Your wife's still with you, Charlamagne. Come on now.
First of all, I'm amazing in the bedroom. You know, Envy.
What?
This is awkward.
Exactly.
Why would he know? Awkward too much.
Sorry, Jasmine. Continue.
No. This could be a part two.
The answer to the question is no, though.
She's writing it down. Tell us more.
But I mean, ask yourself that. Do you think it's just sex that, I mean, you're a man, so is it just sex that keeps a woman?
No. And I thought about that when I was listening to the two songs this morning. I'm like, it's more than just the sex, you know? It's who this person is, you know? Like I said, the person that my wife is, like me having sex with her is just part of the privilege of being with her. You know what I mean? That's just an extension of her.
Right. Could you be with somebody if the sex wasn't good, though? But everything else was.
That's a question for a man, because I feel like women, we are so used to sacrificing things that we would sacrifice sex. We would sacrifice feeling good if we love the man that much. But I'm not sure that a man would do that. I don't know.
I feel like women would, though, because, I mean, women, let's say you don't reach orgasm, let's say you don't, let's say it's not good, could you still stay? Would you stay?
By the way, a lot of women don't have orgasms and never have. There's a large percentage.
I just said that, listen, I feel like women are so used to sacrificing and have been told from the beginning of time that we are supposed to sacrifice that we can do without a lot of things, and we do without a lot of things, you know, when we love a man. But I don't know if a man can reciprocate that type of love, and y'all faces are telling me that y'all can't.
You know what? To be honest, so my wife faked orgasm for like the first 6 years of our marriage, right?
I could see that. Charlamagne, have you ever faked it?
But I thought I was doing it well, and I wasn't. But I was hurt when she told me that. Now, think about it. Could I fake an orgasm? Can I fake it and act like I and I didn't? I don't think I could be in that type of relationship. Imagine if your wife never made you.
You really the most light-skinned I ever met in my life.
I'm being honest.
That was good that you said that. I appreciate that.
I talk about it all the time. She faked it. So could you imagine being with somebody that does not make you orgasm, Charlamagne?
You talking to Jasmine? Why are you talking
I'm
to
asking,
me?
No, Jasmine said she can.
I want to know from a male perspective.
Jasmine said wants to know from a male's perspective. I'm asking you.
I'm going to give your wife a hug when I see her, man. I feel bad that she went through that. She might still be faking it.
For real. I'm leaving, man. Goodbye, man. Look, that's trouble.
Hey, no,
that's trouble.
Hey,
that's
Jasmine,
trouble.
You wrote
that's
a song about it.
That's trauma
price
for
tag.
Her more than for you.
Jasmine wrote a song for guys. It's called Price Tag.
Yeah. That's why she got that Birkin tree at home.
My wife regularly, like every day. And yes, she does, you motherfucker. But excuse me, I'm
with
asking you, Charlamagne.
With you or with the toy?
Why are you talking to me when we have the lovely
Jasmine
Sullivan here?
Because Jasmine just said on a male, she wants to know a male's opinion. So ask you.
I think you and Charlamagne should talk offline.
I'm just asking. I'm just curious.
This is crazy.
Why is it so hard for you to answer? Is it a yes
I don't even
no?
know what the question is. He just started venting about not being able to make his wife. I don't even know what the question is.
Charlamagne, Effie wants to know, has he ever made you?
No, I had to tell him to step his jaw game up. His jaw game wasn't up to par.
The question is, Jasmine said, Charlamagne, if your wife never made you, would you stay? Could you stay with a woman that doesn't make you orgasm?
Yeah, because we can figure it out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's all types of books and different YouTube tutorials we could watch, I'm sure, to
figure it out. That's good. I didn't say a wife. I said a woman, period. I didn't say a woman.
First of all, black men don't cheat. I only know my wife, Jasmine. What is this? What is up with you?
I was talking about before, not even now.
All right, before, yeah. Charlamagne.
I appreciate that you would read books and stuff.
So, Jasmine, what if your man had, like, a really small penis? Would that matter to you? Could you do that?
No, not that.
Damn it, man.
She's like, I'm fine with not ever and bad sex, but not a small penis.
No, not a little ding ding. But the sex, I feel like you can work on. You can't really work on the size of your penis. That just is what it is, and it's either gonna hit the spot or it's not. Like, you're either gonna be satisfied or not. So I wouldn't accept that.
I know one thing. As soon as Dr. Miami start doing that, boy, y'all in trouble.
Baby, the mind's gonna go around the block. Okay.
Look, we gonna be paying for that. Like, baby, okay. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy birthday.
Exactly.
Let me ask you a question,
Jasmine.
Get your
penis done.
Have you ever had your own insecurities when it comes to the strippers and the IG models? And the reason I ask is because, you know, you lost a lot of weight. You look great before. But, you know, was that part of the reason?
No.
Okay.
And have I ever felt any way about the IG models? No, they didn't necessarily make me feel bad about myself. But I did look at their lives and I was amazed by all the things that they got because of their beauty. And that's kind of where mascara came from, was just like looking on Instagram. And I was like, damn, they on another trip.
What's crazy though, people had something to say when you were big. And then when you lost the weight, they were saying you were looking sickly.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I don't understand. I feel like some people just like to have something to say. And I think social media is just a platform for them to do it. And it makes some people feel better about themselves, I guess, to say something about somebody. So it wasn't that deep. When I wrote what I wrote back to people, it wasn't in an angry way. I'd be wanting people to like look into themselves and like figure out what's wrong with them. Like,
yeah.
Figure out why you do certain things so you could stop. Not because it makes me angry, just trying to help.
You still vegan? I know you had went vegan to roll with your mom, help her out.
I'm still vegan. So listen, I was alkaline vegan. Y'all know Dr. Sabi?
Yes.
When I first started, I went to, her name is Ma'at. She's in Brooklyn, I think. She was Dr. Sabi's first wife. So she started everything with him. So when we first went there, we were like completely alkaline. And then like maybe 6 months into it, I was like, oh, they got fake cheese. they got vegan meat. So I started eating that kind of stuff and I gained a little weight, but I want to go back to Dr. Sabi's way of living because I felt so good. Mm-hmm. I felt so, like, my body just felt so good. I had so much energy. And it's definitely a difference between just plant-based eating and then once you start adding all that processed food. So
right.
I'm going to go back to that.
Even mentally, like, your head feels so much more clear.
I felt so good. Like, every day I woke up energetic. I was, like, wanting to work out. I was thinking straight. Like, you could tell the difference, definitely.
We hope you come back when your album drops so we can have more conversations.
Project, yes.
What's the difference?
Hotels is a project. It's a conceptual project.
Oh, got you.
Yes.
Okay. So I can't wait to hear more Hotels because the two I heard sparked a very lively conversation.
Yes. Okay, good. That's great. Thank y'all for having me.
Yeah, and I want to tell you something too. Bishop T.D. Jakes via Tyler Perry said, even if you don't feel worthy, just know that God feels you're worthy.
I felt it.
Word.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. It's Jasmine Sullivan. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall.
then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Throw the work in the can and run.
Yes, all morning long I'm going to be doing Hove mini mixes, so let me know favorite Hove joint.
Today is a universal holiday, okay? Happy Hove Day. Drop one of Clues bombs for Sean Carter, damn it. There's a Hove verse for every situation, a Hove bar for every moment of life.
That is true.
I'm telling you.
All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk YFN Lucci.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
All right, well, yesterday, Established with Angela Yee aired on Fox Soul, and YFN Lucci was my guest. And today he has his album, Wish Me Well 3, which is the last in his trilogy, out, so you can listen to that now. Now, one thing that Lucci talked about, of course, was his girlfriend, Regine. By the way, she just celebrated her birthday. Of course, he was there by her side, but they break up and get back together all the time. Here's what he said.
But do you ever feel like you take it too far? Because you guys do have a public relationship. Y'all break up, get back together, you miss her. And then you see other guys trying to shoot their shot. Like, we saw NBA YoungBoy. We saw YK Osiris trying to holler at your girl.
You know, don't do that up, but sometimes, you know, I felt like, yeah, I did up. Like, damn, I shouldn't have did it. I could have did it better. But I just be like, damn, how can we fix? I ain't trying to leave.
He also said that he loves her. All right. Now, YFN Lucci has had several public issues of him, you know, his car got shot up. Here's what he had to say about moving safe.
There's been some experiences that I'm sure are traumatic. Like, you've had video shoots where shootings went down.
Oh, yeah.
You also had a car shot up.
Oh, you just got to move different. It's more out of militant. Like, you can't stop because it's going to happen. Like, I don't ride with my kids in my car. I ride my kids in my bulletproof truck. It'd be hard trying to explain it to them, but they get it. I don't know. I wouldn't be able to live with that shit.
You got to do what he got to do. He know his life better than everybody else. He know what he's up against. You got to defend yourself. You got to protect yourself.
But you don't want to live like that, man. You want to try to squash all that because you want to ride with your kids. You don't be out with at your kids' games or your daughter's piano recital or dance lessons and somebody pull up on you. That's what you don't want, you know?
But by the way, that could be anything, though. Like, we live in a time where that don't even got to be street beef. That could be white supremacists. That could be anybody that does that. Like, I don't have a problem with him moving safe like that. He moving militant. Shoot, the president does it. Yep.
Now, one person we know that he does have issues with and they've gone back and forth on several occasions is Young Thug.
People are trying to figure out where this started. Some people are saying it started with his girl.
Some people say it with a girl and shit, but it definitely ain't with no girl. Just be hating, bro. Hate be real.
So it's not something that you feel like can be rectified ever? Or at least
I can't
that we're
it.
At peace. Like, if you, like, say you guys are in the same place.
I can't stop it. It's bigger than me.
But
Young, like, that people done shed blood and shit, so I ain't just finna put that shit aside and be like, hey, buddy, what's happening?
I mean, you could put it aside. You just saw Gucci and Jeezy do a whole Verses together. Put it aside.
And there was bloodshed.
It took a long time, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
So the YFN Lucci Young Thug Verses ain't gonna happen, huh? No time soon?
I don't think so. And, you know, and like you said, you know, YFN Lucci cares the most about his 4 children. Here he is talking about them.
How many kids do you have?
4.
And 2 of your kids are 3?
Yeah.
But they're not twins.
Ghetto twins.
All right, so break that down for me.
Nah, look, I had 2 girls pregnant at the same time. Mm-hmm. But these were my first baby mamas on the way, though. You feel?
Do they get along with each other, the moms?
They're not, like, the best of friends, but we could be in the same room.
How's Regine with your kids?
She cool with my kids. Liberty love Regine.
And the moms, how are they with Regine?
Now we're working on it.
They're working on it. All right. Well, that's a family right there.
Mm-hmm.
But you can check out the whole episode, Established. That's going to be out, I think, at 3 p.m. today if you want to see the whole thing. It's really interesting. He has a lot to say. This was supposed to be the interview where he addresses pretty much everything that he hasn't really spoken publicly about. All right, now Wendy Williams is doing her movie, speaking publicly about things. Now, this is going to air right after a documentary on Wendy Williams. So it's a whole night of activities. There's a documentary, and then her biopic comes out Saturday, January 30th, and the trailer just came out.
It's your girl, Wendy Williams, on the mic. I am here to stay. So, Whitney, are you still using drugs?
Who wants to give you a talk show?
I am going to tell it like it is. I'm becoming a real business. And I've been trusting you to take care of all of that.
You're self-indulgent. You're narcissistic. You got a coke habit.
He's having a baby with her. Before I had you, I had me. And not you nor anyone else have the power to take away my gifts.
Did I just hear Charlamagne's laugh in the trailer?
Yeah, you sure did.
No, I was laughing when he said, you something, you narcissistic, you something, you got a coke habit.
I wonder who's going to play Charlamagne.
Why would I be in this film?
Because it's about Wendy Williams.
I was a brief moment in that. I was a brief moment in that woman's life for 3 years.
You inducted her into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what small celebrity would play you? I'm looking him up. Tiniest celebrities.
I don't think they got the budget for Morris Chestnut. You know what I'm saying? The quick little cameo that I'm sure it would be.
Plus, you guys also used to live together.
I did live with them.
He lived in the basement.
That's true.
Right.
No,
so
I spent the night in the basement a couple of times. That's all.
No. You had all your stuff there.
In the basement,
that is not true.
You had a toothbrush.
That is not true.
So you able to come true. Were you able to come upstairs all the time, or were you only allowed upstairs sometimes?
When the chain was off. The chain wasn't on.
Did y'all ever see that movie Flowers in the Attic?
No. No, what's that about?
Well, this was what this story sounds like, but just look up Flowers in the Attic and you'll see what that's about. Oh, but okay, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Glad you got out of the basement, Charlamagne. Now, who are you giving that donkey to?
I don't like
to?
Y'all laughing at my trauma.
I'm not laughing.
Right? You're just laughing at my trauma, all right? These are the things that I talked to my therapist about on Friday, and y'all just finding humor in it.
I mean, I'm just inquiring. It's not what, Yee.
When a nigga tell you he inquiring, run. Okay? I'm inquiring.
I'm just inquiring.
I've only heard you say positive things about working with her.
That's a damn lie. You know you lying, Yee. You've been working with me for 10 years, and you're going to sit there and tell that lie on the radio, and you know that's a lie.
But I have heard her say that she doesn't know you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did.
I've heard her say that as well.
But there's the picture of you sitting on her lap, so we know you know her.
Mm. Photoshop.
Photoshop. Who are you giving your donkey to, man?
Noah Cyrus needs to come to the front of the congregation. Would you like to have a word with her, please?
All right. We'll get into the next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This don't be a donkey, because right now you want some real donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Did she get donkey today, please tell me?
Absolutely. I have become Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yes, donkey today for Friday, December 4th, Hov's born day, goes to a young woman named Noah Cyrus. Now, Noah is the younger sister of Miley, and yesterday she provided white folks with a teachable moment. See, in the words of the late, great urban philosopher Doughboy, either white folks don't know, don't show, or don't give a damn about what's racially insensitive or not, okay? In this case, Noah said she didn't know, but let's discuss. Now, I don't know if you all saw the Vogue spread from last month with Harry Styles wearing a dress. Did y'all see that? Yee and Envy, did you see that?
No.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, you all know Harry Styles from One Direction fame, right? Now, I'm sure he does other things now. I mean, that's why he's in Vogue. But personally, I only know him from One Direction. Sidebar, One Direction are the architects of one of my favorite songs to this day. And that song is ironically titled Best Song Ever. Okay. Do you know how difficult it is to have a song titled Best Song Ever and it truly be one of the best songs ever? Stumbled across it randomly back in the day because it was on my oldest daughter's Kids Bop CD. I dare you to listen to that record this morning and not like it, okay? I don't care if you're riding around with your pistol in your car waiting to catch somebody that was flashing cash on IG slipping. You will love that record. Play a little bit of it, Drum. Just the hook real quick. It's so amazing.
And we danced all night to the best song ever. We knew every line. Now I can't remember how it goes, but I know that I won't forget it, cause we danced all night to the best song ever. I think it went oh, oh, oh. I think it went, yeah. I think it goes, oh.
Anyway, Harry Styles was in Vogue with a dress on, and that made conservative firebrand Candace Owens, who is black, contrary to popular belief, she's black, that made her tweet out, there is no society that can survive without strong men. The East knows this. In the West, the steady feminization of our men at the same time that Marxism is being taught to our children is not a coincidence. It is an outright attack. Bring back manly men. Of course, that made social media go crazy because not too many people can stir up waters to catch fish like Candace Owens, okay? She really owns your souls because you all can't help but respond to her. Have you heard the saying, he who angers you controls you? Well, turn that into a she. And that's all, Candace. She who angers you controls you, and she absolutely controls you all because she makes you all so angry that you have to say something to her. She can get a rise out of any and everybody. It is truly a gift. Okay, she proved that yet again because Harry Styles responded to her by posting a pic of himself in a powder blue suit eating a banana with the caption, "Bring back manly men." Candace replied, when people try to tell me I don't have influence and then Harry Styles dedicates an entire post to my tweet. She's right. And that leads me to Noah Cyrus. On her IG story Wednesday, Noah shared a photo of Harry Styles in a dress with the caption, "He wears this dress better than any of you nappy assholes." Now, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, nor am I the smartest Avenger, okay? I tell y'all this all the time, but I thought it was universally known and acknowledged that a white person calling a black person nappy was a no-go, okay? See, last time I heard a white person put nappy and hoes in the same sentence publicly was when Don Imus referred to the mostly black Rutgers University female basketball team back in like 06 or 07 as nappy-headed hoes. And he got his ass handed to him over that, okay? Rest in peace, Don Imus. I think he's dead, by the way. I know Noah is only 20, but I find it hard to believe she didn't know what she was saying. Okay, she apologized and said, "I am mortified that I used the term without knowing the context and history, but I know now, and I am horrified and truly sorry. I will never use it again. Thank you for educating me. I in no way meant to offend anyone. I am sorry." Now, here's the thing. We all say things we regret. We all go too far at times. Trust me, I know this is Charlemagne the God talking. Okay, Leonard, you know I've said some wild and sensitive, inappropriate stuff in my day. Yes, when you hurt someone and that wasn't your intention, you apologize. If you didn't know that what you were saying was offensive and insensitive, you apologize. But the question I have for young Noah Cyrus is, if you didn't mean for it to be offensive, then what did you intend for it to be? Okay, it's hard for me to believe that you didn't know the context and history of that word. Clearly, you knew it was an insult. Nappy ass hoes is very specific, so specific that I can't even remember the last time I used it. Nappy is not in my vocabulary. Okay, maybe because I'm bald headed. I don't know, but I don't use that word. Last time I used it, I was probably quoting Tretch from Naughty by Nature when I was rewatching the Uptown Anthem video when the God says the naughty, nappy, nasty, the nasty, trashy, ho, happy, pappy. That's happy to be nappy. Happy belated, by the way, to Tretch. He just turned 50. The moral of the story is nappy is a unique word. Okay, when you pull that one out your ass to use against a black person in that way, it's kind of hard to say you didn't know what the hell you was talking about. But I digress, not judging you. Not trying to beat up on you, just trying to keep you and other white folks from making this mistake. See, you can't say racially insensitive things to black folks, even if said black person is someone a particular group of black people doesn't like. And black people, you may not like Candace Owens, but she's still black, whether you think she realizes it or not. So don't let this fly just because you don't like Candace Owens. It's not okay for a white person to be referring to a black woman as one, nappy, and two, a hoe. Please give Noah Styles the biggest hee-haw. And when did people start spelling hoe, H-E-A-U-X-Z? I saw Jasmine Sullivan did that with hotels, and that's how Noah Cyrus spelled it, too. When did that start happening?
It's like a classier hoe.
A classier hoe.
Okay, okay. I didn't know. I'm okay, so H-O is like a ho-ho.
Oh. And ho is like the French version of a hoe.
Oh, okay. You learned something new every day.
I just made that up, but it does sound classy. Oh. It does look classier.
It does look classier. No, it does. All right. Okay. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Ness, can we talk about Envy's mouth now, Yee?
Whoa. Yes, let's talk about it because apparently when we were talking to Jasmine Sullivan about her new album, Envy revealed that his wife, Gia, faked orgasms for 6 years. She pretended.
Play the clip. I don't know why he volunteered this information.
So my wife faked orgasm for like the first 6 years of our marriage, right? Faked
it, right? I could see that. Charlamagne, have you ever faked it?
But I thought I was doing it well, and I wasn't. But I was hurt when she told me that.
All right.
Now, think about it.
All right.
Can I fake it?
Let me explain. Let me explain.
All right.
We can stop it.
That's why she got
Dramos, we can stop it, Dramos. Dramos, you can stop it.
But I just want to say that I'm upset that Envy's hurt and not concerned more that his wife was hurting for 6 years.
But let me explain. You know, I've been with my wife 26 years. We've been married 19.
She is a trooper.
So for the beginning of our relationship, you know, when we were making love and having sex, I thought I was doing my damn thing. I thought she was coming, but she was faking it. I thought she was having an orgasm. It's not funny. Because
like
I thought
when
I was
driving
doing
to somebody's house and you keep telling them, how far are you? How far are you? I'm 5 minutes away, but you're really 3 hours away? That's what she
yeah,
doing.
Right. Right. So then she told me one day, and I was distraught because I thought I was doing my thing. I thought I was putting. Why are you laughing?
How do you think she felt for 6 years?
6 years. Six long years.
We've been together 25.
She was a secretaire.
So, you know, she told me, and it changed the relationship. It changed our relationship because I thought I was doing something that I wasn't, and I wasn't pleasing her at the time. So I had to learn how to please. We talk about it on the podcast. We wrote a book that comes out next year. We talk about our whole relationship and everything in the book.
Your poor wife was waiting to exhale for 6 years.
Yo, what's funny about that?
What do you mean what's funny? That's hilarious.
It's not
and
funny.
The fact that you said that and then asked the question, what if you weren't, could you stay with somebody that wasn't doing that for you?
Wait, it was longer than 6 years. I'm doing the math here. He said 6 years of marriage.
No, I didn't mean marriage. Right, guys, so when we started.
We got to get out of this and come back in kind of like Envy was doing without an orgasm.
What is the question? I'm glad you found this funny. There's a lot of men. There's a lot of women out there that are faking. There's a lot of women out there that are faking right now.
Let's say a prayer for them.
They're doing their thing, and they're not. Because the man is not being sensitive. They're not looking at them. They don't care about the woman. They don't feel the woman. They don't listen to the woman's body. I had to learn all of that. Didn't you have to read a book?
No, that was for my mouth game, okay?
Well, your mouth game was trash, and it still is. You had to read a book. And didn't you try to put something on your wanker to make your wanker bigger? Because you had insecurities, too?
Why are you trying to turn this around?
You are so light-skinned, and you are such a rat. You a snitch, okay? This guy will bring down the whole Carter.
You said all of these things before.
When things get hot for him, he will bring down the whole Carter. You start talking about your bid in the Beijing. You start talking about Rick Ross and Khaled and everybody else that's using it. You hold this L today, okay? We're talking about you and the fact that your penis was trash for 6 years.
This is trauma for me. I'm going to tell you, this is trauma. This is trauma. This is trauma.
No, all jokes aside, when you, have not been pleasing your woman sexually, it is traumatic. And even if you get better, it's something that you don't ever get over.
You've been there too, huh? So what's the question? What are we talking about
when it comes to that? The question is what Envy asked during the Jasmine Sullivan interview. Why the hell would you stay with somebody that hasn't made you orgasm for 6 years?
That's not the question, but 800-585-1051. Would you stay with somebody that doesn't please you in the bedroom? That's the question.
I just said that, nigga.
You know, you said me. It's not about me. This is differently. Yo, I hate you, man. It's the Breakfast Club. F y'all.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic. Call in right now. Talk
to him. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. All right. Well, I think this is a perfect time to let you know that on OWN tomorrow, they have a series called Behind Every Man. And it's about different relationships and couples and you know, their wives or their significant others or the lady or woman in their life that holds them down. Neo was there with his wife. Kirk Franklin was there with his wife. Usher was there with his mother. Wyclef Jean is there with his wife, and I'm there with Gia, my wife, and talks like what she did, how she held me down, how I met it, and how significant she is in my life. And if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have this career and this life right here. But anyway, that's not what we're talking
about. That's amazing. No, that's
amazing. It is kind of what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. I can't wait to watch because people are going to be sitting there watching it thinking, man, you know, Envy didn't make his wife for 6 years.
Okay. Well.
I've been with my wife 19. I've been married 19 years with my wife 26 years. So, yes, we were young.
So, for about a third of your marriage, she was faking orgasms.
Play the clip. Play the clip, Drum.
So, my wife faked orgasm for, like, the first 6 years of our marriage, right?
Faked it, right? I could see that. Charlamagne, have you ever faked it?
But I thought I was doing well, and I wasn't. But I was hurt when she told me that. Now, think about it. Could I
she
fake
wasn't
an
hurt.
Orgasm? Can I fake it like, and act like I came and I didn't?
That's why she got that Birkin tree at home.
Oh, my wife regularly, like every day, and yes, she does, you motherfucker. All right. The question is 800-585-1051. Could you stay with somebody that doesn't make you orgasm?
Do you want to explain? You want to add any context to what we just heard?
No, I mean, so I was with my wife. I was 16. She was 15. I broke her virginity. I was the first person she was with. I didn't know anything about anything. Like, it's not a conversation where you learn how to please your wife.
You didn't say that. See, that's context. What? You didn't say that. You didn't say y'all was wild, young, and didn't know each other.
Yeah, we were together. 16,
now that
15.
Makes sense.
We was the first with each other, so we didn't know anything. I didn't know anything about sex. It's not something that I call my dad and be like, "Dad, how do you have sex with your wife or your girlfriend?" Or it's not something that you learn in the barbershop. You just gotta just dive into it, and I dove into it wrong.
Well, for the record, it went from 16 to about 22. Right?
Well, shut up.
What? Let's you go said to... 6 years.
I hate y'all, man. That's why I don't like telling about my stuff to y'all. That's
I love it.
Let's go
you.
To the phone line. I know you do. Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning. It's Michelle.
Hey Michelle, how are you? Are you a tortured soul? Are you a tortured woman?
Oh, my goodness.
I am.
Wow.
I actually think it's more common than people realize.
Wow. Now, listen, we were talking about it.
Mm-hmm. I can only exhale from oral, and it has to be a fantastic performance. But I've never, ever been able to from just intercourse, ever.
Mm-mm-mm. And you know what, though? But at least you can exhale, right? Because there's some women who can't even exhale from that.
Yeah, I think it's actually like the female version of like erectile dysfunction type disorder.
But it ain't your fault. It's not your fault. Because if you can make yourself get off, you know, with your vibrator or whatever, but your man can't do it, then that's on him.
Well, can you?
Well, she said from oral. She said she could do it from oral.
You can do it yourself.
That's the problem. We have to learn our spouses because... We watch these TV shows as a kid, and you just think you just pound, 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 and that's what it is. But you, because we don't know, there is no class. There was no class. You don't learn. Like, how do you learn? You have to learn your spouse's or your wife's or your girlfriend's body, and that's what I had to do.
Do you communicate what you need?
I don't. I just lie.
You can't do that. You have to tell
you can't
a man
do
the
that.
Truth.
You know, I'm kind of traumatized because one of my early on relationships, I was honest about it, and I believe that's why he started cheating on me a lot. I think he felt like less of a man. He probably would have cheated anyway, but I think he felt like less of a man and started cheating a lot.
Well, he's a clown, and the reason he's a clown because when a woman tells you that you're not doing something right, what you do is you go learn and you step up to the plate and you accept that challenge.
Yeah, okay, don't let that bad experience prevent you from having orgasms in the future.
I just take my L's and go on with it.
Keep it moving. All right. Well, thank you, Mama. 800-585-1051. Could you stay in a relationship if your spouse doesn't please you? Call us. Now it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Pull out your phone. Call in right now.
Call me.
Add your opinion to The Breakfast Club topic.
Break it down.
800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. This is the perfect time to tell you about Behind Every Man, which is a show on the OWN Network. Where they,
Yo, Envy is the craziest human alive, man. This is the perfect time to tell you about how I'm behind every man.
Like, yeah, I didn't say that.
Yes, you
I
did.
I said this is the perfect time to tell you.
I know what your brain thought. I know what your brain thought.
Every man. They talk to a bunch of different people. Neo's wife, Kirk Franklin's wife, Wyclef Jean's wife, and also Usher's mom. And they speak to Gia, my wife, about just our whole relationship and how she was so strong in my life and how she pretty much made me who the man I am today. So we're asking because I told these guys earlier, which I said in my podcast, we wrote in our book that comes out next year, that in the beginning of our relationship, we've been together 26 years, that I couldn't make her orgasm. I couldn't make her reach her orgasm. I thought I did, but because she was, lying.
The first 6 years, that's very important. And the time frame is very important.
Mm-hmm. She was 15. I was 16 when we met and we started dating. So I didn't know what I was doing. And
let me ask you a question.
It broke me.
When did you learn? Like, how did you know you finally did it right?
I mean, when you start really taking, really learning her body and really learning what her body. At first, I would just, you know, you watch TV, so you just go in there like you're going to go in there eight-ish. Oh, bang, 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 bang. You get yours and you fall asleep. But I wasn't, you know, really thinking about her and seeing her body and her movements. And we had to talk and have conversations, what she likes, what she doesn't like. And we went through there.
Now, I read some of the manuscript of the upcoming book. Is that why you started wearing her clothes and using her sex toys to, like, learn what she likes?
That would be a good time to get people to, you know, pre-order the book. But I'm not going to say what's in the book, but that is not in the book. That part right there, that's a lie. That is not in the book.
Oh, they edited it? Okay.
That chapter is called
That
in
part
her
is
shoes.
Not in the book.
What's it called, Charles?
In Her Shoes. That's the name of that chapter.
In Her Shoes, yes! Yes, that's great. Yes.
See, that's why I don't believe you. Talk about trauma. I'm having trauma right now, and y'all making fun of me.
Laugh through the pain.
Laugh through the pain. Let's go to the phone lines. I hate y'all. It's not funny. Hello, who's this?
I'm going to just go by anonymous. Shout out to y'all. But I'm going to try to make this story quick. I once dated a chick when I got out of prison who ain't had no walls. And I thought it was me, you know? Yeah, look, because I'm a little heavy on it, but I know I got about between 7 and 8 inches of good, good penis. Right?
You ain't got no girth, though, bro. I hate when guys say a woman ain't got no walls. You ain't got no girth.
Solomon, you speak on your own, man, because I widen home when you look. I just ain't reaching the back door. but I'm widening some hallways, man. So you
Okay. I got you. I see what
you're
saying.
Please,
you're like a Pringles can.
Let me get to the story. I got out of prison, and I was dating this chick. And when we first had sex, I ain't gonna lie, I thought it was me. And I'm like, man, I ain't feeling nothing. You know what I mean? So we did it about a good 2-3 times. Every time I faked the orgasm, she didn't know it though. So when we broke up, she talked. She like, well, why didn't we work out? And I told her like, look, you like a Christmas present. You wrapped real pretty on the outside, but ain't nothing in the box.
Lord have mercy.
So then she told me she ended up dating another guy who had a penis like a Febreze can. And he said the same thing. She ain't got nothing in the box.
You say, ooh, Charlamagne? You excited about that?
She has no walls.
So
I don't believe that. It's impossible.
Did you ever have this problem with another woman or just her?
Hell no, I'm engaged now. And my wife, my
fiance
is hella happy.
I got to talk to her. I don't believe you. I got to get her word for it.
Listen, she is hella happy. Trust me. Listen,
okay.
This chick was built like one of DJ Envy's project homes. You know how Envy, you know, you go in and start
screaming out. What?
Goodbye, man.
Yo, black people are the best. Drop one of Clues Bar for black people. There's nobody better than us. You hear me?
All right.
I knew exactly what he meant when he said that girl's poom poom was built like a project home.
All right. Well, moral of the story is everybody check out Behind Every Man this Saturday, 10/9 Central. And I'll give you details of our book coming out where you could pre-order. It's going to be amazing. We talk about our whole relationship, good, bad, ugly, everything in that book. Can't wait for you guys to read.
Behind Every Man is what, Envy?
Charlamagne. Now, Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Man, do we have a clip from Behind Every Man? I think we do. Well, we're going to do that. And we are going to talk relationships when we come back as well. We'll tell you what couple seems like they have reunited.
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
EJ, Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Behind Every Man.
It's about time.
What's going on?
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Yes, so we've been talking about that this morning, but Envy and Gia will be featured on OWN's Behind Every Man, so we're excited to watch that. Now, when is that airing, Envy?
It is Saturday at 10/9 Central.
All right, so we'll be watching that this weekend for sure, especially after this new information we learned this morning. Now, speaking of couples... Oh, wait, we have a clip. Let's listen.
The first time I seen Gia was actually at a birthday dinner. It was, I believe, my 16th birthday. And my friend at the time brought her friend, which was Gia. I fell in love instantly. I was like, that's going to be my wife. I didn't have the lines. I wasn't the coolest. I didn't know what to say.
And
He had approached me every day to give me his telephone number. And then one day, as I was walking back into the school building, he said something corny. I don't remember what it was, but it was corny and cute at the same time. And I'm like, all right, I'm really going to call you. And then I really called him.
Okay, look at you being That's romantic dope. At a young age.
That's right. The dopest part about that is the manifestation of it all. Like you seeing her, knowing that's who you wanted to be with, she knowing that, you know, you was going to be her husband for the rest of her life. Like that's the dope part to me.
Yeah. If only she knew that she wasn't going to have an orgasm. All right.
Shut up.
Those first 6 years was a little rough, but they made it.
Stupid.
Now, in couples news, Rihanna and A$AP Rocky, there were rumors that the two of them were together, and now they've been pictured out together. They were in New York City, and they were walking around the city together. So, you know, they've been linked together in the past. They've been on tour together, but now it seems like it might really be true. So I think they would be an excellent couple.
I don't know how the hell they even knew that was A$AP and Rihanna. They were so covered up and so bundled up. They had masks on.
And why would they just... jackets.
Yeah, and why were they just randomly walking through New York with nobody? Like, nobody was around? Like, some things just be seeming so staged sometimes. I'm not saying that was, but it just seems like it sometimes.
Right, and I feel like a lot of people, though, feel safer walking around because they have a mask on, so you feel like people don't know it's you.
I have seen A$AP just through the city, though. I have seen Rocky just through the city. But
I've
not
never
like
seen
that.
Rihanna just out with people.
Yeah. I've never seen Rihanna just out and about, not in New York.
I have once. I saw her at a restaurant chilling. Who was she with? Katy Perry. All right. Now, speaking of masks, there was an issue with Dave Chappelle. And this was at the Four Seasons in Texas, in Austin, Texas, last month. And apparently, so you know, when Dave Chappelle does his comedy bubbles, he's getting tested all the time. Everybody around him is getting tested at the shows. He has people getting tested to go. When he was in Ohio, he was doing one in Texas as well. They've announced that he's going to be doing another bubble situation. And somebody without a mask on approached his table, and he was horrified by that, but then he also saw that people were filming. And if you know Dave Chappelle, he can't stand when people are just filming him. And here's what happened.
No disrespect.
No, he's right.
He's recording right. me.
He's
She's right. violating he's my right. personal
she
space.
To our
Wait
table.
A minute, baby, baby, baby.
No, shut the up.
My man, we're not doing that either.
Right.
We're not doing that either.
Are you grabbing?
Yeah, I'm not grabbing anything.
My man, we're not doing nothing violent.
Well, definitely there's some violence going on here. No, y'all come up to me. Are you still recording right now?
Bye.
He's right. That's weirdo stuff. Why you just filming a person? Like, God damn, at least say what's up, say hi. I have to take a pic, something. Don't just be sitting there recording me. What are you, the feds?
Right. Well, the actor who was filming them, now they're saying that they are going to, his name is Chad LaBoy. They're actually planning to file a police report against the person in Dave Chappelle's entourage who tried to take his camera, and he's still contemplating further legal action. Hopefully it wasn't Donnell who did it.
Yeah, was it Donnell?
I don't know.
That's Chad LaBoy is a corny. He's a doof. He's a doofball. Is that a word? No, he's a doofus. He's a goofball. I was trying to say goofball. Because that's like you're sitting there recording the man. For what? Like why? Like, what do you get out of that? I really want to know, what do you get out of that?
Well, he said he was recording when the altercation was starting. I guess he wouldn't. I don't know, but I would be annoyed too. People just randomly recording you. All right. And good news for Jeremiah. He will be released from the hospital after his battle with COVID-19. You know, it had gotten serious. He was on a ventilator. When they announced that he was off the ventilator, now they are saying that it looks like he'll be able to come home. So Chance the Rapper tweeted about it. I saw Young Berg tweeted about it. So hopefully he will be home soon.
Mm-hmm. We're happy that he's out there. Happy that he's doing better.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's so scary when you're on the ventilator. You feel like it's almost over, but glad that he was able to come back from that. And VH1 is launching a series of Love and Hip Hop spinoffs, including an all-star edition and one that's focused on repairing relationships. So are y'all ready for this? They said Ray J and Princess Love, Rashida and Kirk, Yandy and Mandisi, Michael Blackson and Miss Yada. They're a newcoming couple. Delicious. It's going to be a bunch of different people on there. Some
Michael
of the
Blackson
OGs
was on Love and Hip Hop?
No.
No, he's a newcomer. He's a newcomer.
Oh.
That we were saying that's going to happen. So, yeah, a bunch of different spinoffs. So I think that's a good idea, though. Some people do need to work on their relationships.
I don't know exactly what they mean when they say spinoff. Is it like they're going to, like, couples therapy, counseling? Like, what is it when they say spinoff?
I mean, it's going to be several different shows. It's like an all-star show with some of your favorite people from Love and Hip Hop. And then
they're trying to stretch it as far as they can go.
Basically. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, it's the holiday season. I'm going to play some hip hop holiday songs like Run DMC and Little Duval's Christmas song.
You know,
Kanye
you know,
Christmas song and Mariah's Christmas song. Hmm?
There's a holiday song that's a Christmas song that does not get the respect it deserves as a Christmas song, and that's Outkast Players Ball. Outkast Players Ball, the whole song, everything that Aunt 3000 and everything that Big Boy are rapping about is the holiday season. That's why Dre starts the song off by saying, it's beginning to look a lot like what? Like the whole song is a Christmas song. I don't know why we don't appreciate that song as a Christmas song. Outkast Players Ball.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest on the line who has a fight this weekend.
A great fight.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, Danny Garcia.
How you guys doing?
How's it going?
Good morning.
Morning.
Not much.
Now, you say you in a chilling, bubble. Chilling. They got y'all in a bubble, too, at AT&T Stadium?
No, we in a hotel. We got our own floor, so we can't leave. We can't leave the floor, basically, into the fight.
So you y'all train on the floor? Y'all got equipment there to train, or how does it work?
Yeah, I got a train in my room. I got a treadmill in my room. So everything's locked in, basically.
Wow.
Does it make it easier to focus like that?
Yeah, it is, but it's different. It's different. You can't be around your fam. You can't be around your friends. You know what I mean? So it's a little different, but you can definitely get to focus and just relax more.
What about equipment?
Well, we got a treadmill. We got the hand mitts. No punching bag or none of that, but that's basically it. Jump rope and that's it. And they send meals to our room 3 times a day.
Wow.
So we can't.
But I guess Errol's the same way too. So Errol's the same thing. So it's not like it's an advantage that he got a bunch of stuff as well, right?
Exactly. Every fighter's in the bubble from the undercards. The undercards been in here since Monday. So I've been in here since yesterday. So I had one less day in here, but everybody's been in here just doing the same thing.
Now, you know, Danny, Errol Spence hasn't fought in a year since his car accident, but the MGM still has you as a major underdog. Does that make you feel disrespected?
No, not really. For some reason, I've been the underdog my whole career. You know, going back to Amir Khan, Lucas Matisse, all the big fights, I've been the underdog. So that doesn't bother me. You know, at the end of the day, it's a fight. Them guys don't know what I can do. Them guys don't know the hard work I put in the gym every day. So, you know, I'm very confident. I feel good. And now it's just time for me to perform.
Did you watch the fight this weekend, both the fights this weekend? Did you watch Tyson Roy Jones and Nate Robinson? Did you watch those fights? What were your thoughts? I'm just curious.
I didn't watch it. You know, I was getting some rest, but I saw the highlights. And, you know, I know Mike and Roy made some good money that day. Mm-hmm. I know they're happy. And then Nate Robinson, you know, he got that bad knockout loss. But, you know, it is what it is. It's boxing.
Right.
So that's what happens when you step in the ring, you know?
You think that was just, you think that for Nate, you think he could ever fight again after that? Or you think he just wasn't prepared?
I just think Jake Paul, the other kid, was more seasoned a little bit. He already had a fight. He's been training for a while, and you could tell the skill level was a little bit different. You know what I mean? And that it's just show you a little bit of skill, how much a little bit of skill could help you in a fight. So I don't know. That's up to him, to be honest. That's up to him.
Do you feel like you have an advantage because Errol Spence hasn't fought in over a year?
You know, I'm not looking at that. At the end of the day, you know, we were supposed to fight in January, mm-hmm. Before the car wreck. So this fight has been scheduled, and I'm glad it's happening now. So I'm not really looking at, you know, the car accident or none of that because, you know, this is a big fight and you got to put in the work. And I know it's going to be a fight.
What are you looking for with Errol Spence? When will you know if Errol Spence is 100%? Because everybody's looking to see if, you know, he's lost a little something because of the accident. When will you know?
Well, I got to go in there and feel him out. You know, like, go in there, set the tempo, feel his speed, feel his power, touch his chin, and then we just go from there.
How are you going to feel if Errol isn't 100% and you still beat him? Will you take the W the same?
Of course, yeah. I mean, listen, he wants to beat me. He wants to hurt me, so mm-hmm. I want to hurt him. You know, so it's a big fight. You know, the stage is set. It's a big fight, so there's no excuses at this level. You know, you put the hard work in, you train for many weeks, and There's no excuses, you know what I'm saying? So that's how I'm taking it.
You know, it's funny, man. When you get in the ring, it's not just you against the opponent. It's you against the politics. And you have to beat Errol Spence, like, decisively. Because I feel like if it's close, like your fight with Thurman or Porter, they're going to give it to Errol because they don't want to mess up that big money fight between Errol and Crawford. How does that make your approach different?
You know, at the end of the day, I'm not really worried about that. You know, I came here to Texas. I'm in shape. And I know that, you know, if I win the fight, that I have faith in the judges. You feel me? I have faith in the judges.
Do you really, you know, Danny? Be honest.
Nah, not really. But, you know, at the end of the day, I gotta come into this fight with a positive attitude. You know what I'm saying? So, but, yeah, my, like you said, those two close fights that, you know, was razor thin and I didn't get the decision, but I am fighting in his hometown. But, you know, hopefully I can't worry about that. That's something I can't really worry about. That's out of my hands. I can't worry about the judges. My job is to go in there and get the job done. And then after that, people could talk whoever they want to fight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, being that they moved the fight to his hometown, do you have a say in that when that happens? Because I would feel like I don't think that's fair.
Well, yeah. Well, the fight was supposed to be November 21st. And the fight was either supposed to be in California or Atlantic City, but there was no fans. And they asked me to say, look, you, in order for a fight this big, you know, we need fans. You know what I'm saying? We need some type of, you know, we need the revenue. And I'm not going to be the type of person to, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. You know, I mess up the money. So I was being a team player. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's a ring anyway, so it doesn't matter where is that. Just because you fight in your hometown, some fighters fight in their hometown and lose,
right?
Because it's too much pressure. It's too much pressure. So I really have no pressure. The pressure is on him to go out there and look good in front of his fans.
Gotcha. How important is this fight with Errol Spence for Danny Garcia?
I feel like this is, you know, very important for me. This is my legacy fight, you know, because I need this big win at 147, you know, to take my career, you know, to legendary Hall of Fame status.
Well, listen, we're wishing you the best on Saturday, man. My barber Ty thinks that you're gonna pull the upset against Errol Spence.
I appreciate it.
But what do you think, Charlamagne?
I think Errol gonna win. but
I respect that.
Yeah, but my barber, we was actually debating it yesterday in the barbershop. Literally yesterday. He was like, I got Danny, right. He said, I think Danny gonna shock the world.
I think it could happen.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, for sure. He ain't nothing but he's a human like me.
All right, brother. Have a good one.
All right, Danny. Peace.
All right. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, shout to Danny Garcia for joining us. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
Yes, man. The positive note is coming from my homegirl, Dr. Alfie. Salute to Dr. Alfie Noble. This is a good thing to remember on this fine Friday. You are not your worst mistake. Simple but profound.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Y'all finished or y'all done?
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th, at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.